Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we are taking a deep dive into one of the most watched names in the global EV space, NIO. The stock has been on a roller coaster, but recent numbers are turning heads. Is this finally the turnaround we've been waiting for? Let's break it all down. NIO is a Chinese electric vehicle manufacturer that's been fighting tooth and nail in the world's most competitive auto market. It's not just a car company. It's a full ecosystem play with battery swapping, autonomous driving tech, and a premium brand entity. The stock has had a massive 51% run over the past year, but it's still down over 86% from its five-year highs. That kind of recovery potential is what gets value investors excited. Headquartered in Shanghai and founded in 2014, NIO designs and sells smart electric SUVs and sedans. They operate under three distinct brands now: the premium NIO lineup, the family-focused Onvo brand, and the entry-level Firefly. This three-pronged strategy is key to capturing different price segments. With over 45,000 employees, they've built a massive infrastructure, including battery swap stations and NIO houses that act as community hubs. Founder and CEO Bin Li has been at the helm since day one, and the company has a market cap of about $14 billion. Let's talk about the top line. Revenue has been on a clear upward trajectory. In fiscal year 2025, NIO generated over 85 billion RMB in revenue, up from 65 billion in 2024 and 55 billion in 2023. That's a compound growth rate that most automakers would envy. The revenue breakdown is interesting. While vehicle sales dominate, the company also generates meaningful income from services and what they call sales of packages, likely related to battery as a service and aftermarket offerings. Geographically, the business is almost entirely China-focused for now, but international expansion is a long-term catalyst. Now, the earnings picture is where things get complicated. NIO is not yet profitable on a net income basis. In 2025, they reported a net loss of about 14.5 billion RMB, though that's actually an improvement from the 22.6 billion loss in 2024. Gross profit margin has been steadily climbing. It hit about 15.7% in 2025, up from single digits in prior years. That's a huge deal. It means the pricing power and cost controls are starting to work. The path to profitability is narrowing, and the Q1 2026 earnings call confirmed that management sees the light at the end of the tunnel. On the Q1 2026 earnings call, management highlighted total revenues of 25.5 billion RMB, which was a stunning 112% year-over-year increase. Vehicle deliveries hit 55,000 units in the quarter, and gross margins improved to 14.5%. They reiterated their full-year delivery target and noted that the new ES9 flagship SUV is seeing pre-orders that exceed expectations. The tone was confident but cautious. They're managing costs aggressively while investing in new model launches and battery swap infrastructure. The key takeaway: execution is improving, and the scale is finally starting to matter. Let's look under the hood. NIO ended 2025 with about 26 billion RMB in cash and cash equivalents, and total assets of 124 billion. The balance sheet is stretched. Total liabilities are 111 billion, giving them a debt-to-equity ratio of over 6. That's high, but it's typical for a growth-stage automaker. The current ratio sits just above 1.0, meaning they have enough short-term assets to cover near-term obligations. Free cash flow was negative 3 billion in 2025, but that's a massive improvement from negative 17 billion in 2024. Cash burn is slowing, and that's exactly what you want to see in a turnaround story. Let's run through the SWOT analysis. Strengths: record delivery growth, improving gross margins, a three-brand strategy that covers premium to mass market, and a loyal customer base thanks to the battery swap ecosystem. Weaknesses: still unprofitable, high debt levels, and negative free cash flow. Opportunities: the ES9 flagship launch, potential international expansion, and the massive Chinese EV market that continues to grow. Threats: brutal price wars with Tesla and BYD, regulatory risks in China, and the cyclical nature of the auto industry. Looking at recent performance, NIO shares have been on fire. In the last week alone, the stock is up over 5%, and over the past 3 months, it's gained more than 17%. The catalyst? May deliveries came in at 37,705 vehicles, a 62% year-over-year jump. That beat expectations and showed that demand is accelerating across all three brands. The stock surged 7% on that news alone. The chart is showing a clear uptrend, but we're still well below the highs. Momentum is building, but volatility is the name of the game here. Now for the valuation. We're using a forward PE model here because NIO is still in its growth phase, and analysts have positive EPS estimates on the horizon. The model confidence is high, and this approach fits because the company has strong revenue growth and improving margins. The fair value according to our market snap analysis comes in at about $2.45 per share, which is well below the current price of around $5.70. That suggests the stock is trading at a premium to its intrinsic value based on near-term earnings potential. But here's where it gets interesting. The AI sanity check noted that if you apply a target multiple of 18 times on consensus 2029 EPS of 48 cents, the fair value jumps to about $8.60. That's higher than the current price. So the valuation depends heavily on how far out you look. The 5-year CAGR projection is negative 15.5%, meaning if you bought today at 570 cents and the stock reverted to the $2.45 fair value, you'd lose money. But if the growth trajectory continues and margins expand, the upside could be significant. The key drivers here are delivery volume growth, gross margin expansion, and the success of the new ES9 flagship. So what's my take? NIO is a high-risk, high-reward turnaround play. The operational execution is improving, deliveries are surging, margins are climbing, and the cash burn is slowing. But the balance sheet is leveraged, and the valuation is stretched if you're looking at near-term earnings. The $10,000 five-year outlook, based on current fair value, suggests you'd end up with about $14,300 if the stock reverts to intrinsic value. That's not great, but if you believe in the long-term story and the brand's ability to capture market share, the upside could be much larger. I'd put this in the speculative bucket. You need a high tolerance for volatility and a long time horizon. The next big catalyst is Q2 delivery numbers and whether they can hit their 110,000 to 115,000 unit target. What do you think about NIO? Leave your take in the comments below. Thanks for watching. If this helped you think through the story, hit like and subscribe for more stock deep dives. See you in the next one.